Holly on Hot 101.5.
Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Millennials have been blamed for the death of a lot of things. Chain restaurants, I say avocados. Now, that's actually sort of an oxymoron because we actually love avocados.
Yes.
Eat them all, quote unquote, all day. But no. This, we are now being blamed for killing relationships, too. So what does that mean? They did a big poll across the U.S. of, like, millennials, younger millennials, we're talking like 18 through maybe 25, 26, who are making a conscious decision to stay single for a period of time. And this is like a study done that incorporated Tinder and everything. They're calling it this entire paradigm shift where millennials invest more time in their careers, in their social lives, in their personal time, and they don't want their self-worth to be based on their relationship status. So they're just living it up, single, fancy, and free.
Listen, I don't see any problem with that. I mean, just yesterday when we were, because we are in Los Angeles right now doing the show, because we have a primetime special tonight for the American Music Awards that we were interviewing Hot 101.5 artists for. But I literally, as I was going to the bathroom for a little bit to take a break, one of my friends that's been having relationship problems called me, and I basically said, you need to be single. And he is 22 right now. I said, you need to stop trying to find love from someone else and just focus on your life. What are you doing with your work? What are you doing with yourself? Like, who are you? What are you doing?
That's a good question. Who are you?
Exactly.
Because if you can't really answer it yet, or if you don't have any idea, you shouldn't be in a relationship.
No, you listen, you cannot give someone yourself if you don't know who you are or if you don't have your stuff together.
That's right.
So that's why I don't mind that we're getting, as millennials, the label that we're killing relationships.
Same.
Because at least when we get into relationships, we won't get divorced and keep driving up that.
It's interesting you say that, because last week there was just a study that I didn't get to one day during Trending in Tampa Bay that said millennials are killing divorce because they're getting married later in life.
Thank you.
And you can learn more. Listen, there's a reason for that statistic, because a lot of marriages that start in their early 20s, I don't really make it.
Mm-hmm.
It's because you don't know who you are yet.
Exactly. Well, I think this is fantastic. Well, good. Good on you.
Good on you. All right. You, us?
Us. I'm like, all of us together.
We're millennials. I don't know why. Okay. All right. So anyway, so we've got this company who has decided that they're going to start a big merchandise line, and they haven't done this yet. So this is new. Ramen noodles.
Oh.
Like the cup of soup ramen noodles, the top ramen, the cup noodles. They have just launched their official online store with t-shirts, hats, pillows, and Halloween costumes. But they're going to be like $60.
Listen, you can save up for it, or you can win $1,000 at 8 a.m.
Oh, I see what you did there
like
with your
plug. Yeah.
No. Yep,
but right. I mean, listen, you spend a lot of time and energy and money over the course of your college years eating ramen noodles.
I'm saying.
So why not throw it back and pay homage to the thing that got you through those hard nights?
You know what? I'm not mad about it anymore.
Listen,
you put that in a really good perspective.
I'm just saying, there, you right now in your car, you probably are just, you know, going to class right now, and you're like, yep, I had ramen noodles for breakfast. Why not be it for Halloween?
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
/ I had ramen noodles last week.
There's nothing wrong with it.
No. All right. And finally, wanted to wrap things up with, if you are facing a big decision in your life, you've got something that's just weighing on you, there's one thing you should do.
What's that?
Take a nap.
Take a nap?
Yes. And by the way, if there's ever a story that involves you should nap, I will do it. So anyway, there's this new study that says sleeping on it before you make a big decision really works, because they found that when people took 90-minute naps, it actually helped their brains get organized and clearer, and that helps you make a better choice.
Wait, so they're saying take a long nap. This isn't just like a 20-minute, 15-minute, 90-minute?
Yeah, not a power nap. Like, if you can, block off like 2 hours of your afternoon, nap, wake up, make the decision.
I'm putting it on my calendar. I'm telling our boss we need naps every day.
As well, you should.
I love it.
That's what's trending in Tampa Bay with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Now we got to get to Blown Off, Holly. We got to talk to Daphne, who met Nate in Soho. Then they went on a date to Red Robin.
Okay.
But now she hasn't heard from Nate.
Yikes.
We've got to find out exactly what happened and why she hasn't heard from him. We'll do that at 7:45. And then don't forget, we've got $1,000 up for grabs at 8 a.m.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.